You're listening to the Lux Life Discovered podcast, where we talk with people who are living a lifestyle that reflects their passion, because we believe everyone should be living their best life, their Lux Life. The show is hosted by Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group, a premier national event planning company, and co-hosted by Shannon Richmond, the vice president of the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you are watching on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell to get notifications of future episodes. The show is produced by 30A Media and is broadcast on your favorite podcast outlets, as well as YouTube, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TVs, and other major brand smart TVs.
Hello, I'm Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group. Welcome to Lux Life Discovered. My co-host is Shannon Richmond with the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, Rick, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And our guest today is Andy Manis, and he is from Memphis, Tennessee, is a multimedia marketing specialist. So welcome, Andy.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We've actually never met yet, but our paths have crossed through mutual friends and social media for several years now. So we always kind of touch base, you know, periodically. And Andy's living the dream in Memphis. I mean, he's got everything going on. So where do you want to start with? Well, you got a morning show you do. You do the DJ part. You do the announcing and have done some work for ESPN on some sports events. So
tell me
where you want to start and we'll go.
Well, wait
there.
A minute. Let's start with that shirt.
Oh, the shirt. Okay. Yes.
Come
okay.
on. Tell us
okay.
about it.
Well, so there's this company that I found called Retro Rifle, and they have all of these really crazy, funky, fun designs. And I'm a really big fan of their shirts. I've been buying them every time they come out with a new one. It seems like they drop a new pattern or a new design, like maybe once a month. And so they're very, very comfortable. Retro Rifle, hit me up. I would love
all
to work
right.
with you.
There you go. What they're doing, they're doing their research. Like, Andy hasn't bought one this month, so we need a new pattern. We need something. Yeah.
Swear, every time they come out with a new one, I'm just like, golly, they made that just for me.
Spuddy, now you probably have everything in your news feed on your phone and everything else on social media will be about that company.
Yep.
You know, you mention it and all of a sudden
they are.
That's honestly how they got me was I went to their website one time and then I just kept seeing it over and over again. And I finally bought one.
Now that's your jam.
Yeah.
And now that's my jam. Yeah, it was a great decision. So.
Oh, great.
Well, good.
But yeah, I mean, we could just start off with what I do for a living. I work for WMC Action News 5 here in Memphis, Tennessee. It is a really fun job that I have. I have kind of a non-traditional role within a news station. I work inside the marketing department, and I work primarily on a daily lifestyle talk show that we have. The reason it's in the marketing department is because it's very sales driven. We get a lot of our advertisers that want to come on and do, you know, four to five minute segments about their business, about what they offer. But we also get to cover a lot of the really fun community oriented stuff that happens in Memphis that the news doesn't really get to cover because they're too busy talking about, you know, a lot of the negative things that are happening in the world. But thankfully we get to kind of shed a positive light on Memphis and a lot of the great people here who are trying to make the city a great place. My job specifically is getting to go out and getting to experience the city, which is a lot of fun. I try to go out and experience things that there are to do in Memphis and let people experience that through me so that they'll see it and say, oh gosh, that looks like fun. I want to go do that. So that's what I do for my daily job. I took a very traditional route to get to where I'm at. I don't have a journalism degree. My degree is in digital marketing or digital media design, which is kind of like a fancy way of saying I know how to do a little bit of everything. And I've kind of applied that to my entire career. I really do especially within the television industry and within marketing. I just kind of know how to do a little bit of everything. I started off making all of the local commercials that you see when you're watching the news. I was the guy that put those together. And then the opportunity opened up over here. I've always loved being on camera and that was a big opportunity, for me to move over here and, you know, get a little bit of spotlight on me to do that. So, that's a lot of fun, but yes, in addition to that, I also do, a lot of freelance work. I love, sports and I have kind of wiggled my way into getting a couple of opportunities on live sports broadcasts. So I do a lot of work with the University of Memphis and broadcasting their athletics on ESPN Plus. I can do everything from produce the entire broadcast, which is kind of like the foreman of the operation. I'm telling literally everybody what to do. I can run the instant replay machine. So if you're watching the game on TV and you watch the instant replay, that's me controlling that. I can run a camera. I've done sideline reporting. I've done play-by-play broadcasting. I've done color analyst. So like I said, I can one of those kind of jack of all trades, master of none kind of things. So
And Jeff, in his notes when he sent me, I asked him to give me a little description of what all he does. He thinks of on the morning show, he thinks of himself as a travel agent for Memphis. I like that. That was a pretty good way to describe that because that really is essentially what you're doing. You're selling Memphis and the positive parts of Memphis.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of marketing strategy in that. You have to kind of know what people are looking for and that type of thing. But it is a lot of fun just because there's so much here that people don't know about. When people think about Memphis, they automatically think about Elvis. They think about Beale Street. They think about, all of the things that come to mind when you think about Memphis, but there's so much more here to discover. And I love getting to be the one that gets to go out and do that. So it's a really fun job. I get to show people that, hey, Memphis is a really cool place. You just kind of have to know where to look.
You do, that's for sure. Of course, I grew up on a farm in Arkansas, an hour and a half southwest of Memphis. So we went to Memphis for everything growing up. Even living in Jonesboro, it's just, an hour and a half. So we still went to Memphis for everything. And
I'm glad you brought that up because, I'm from actually from not too far from you in Arkansas. I'm about an hour. I think you're from Marble, is that right? But I'm from DeWitt. We're kind
Okay.
of
If we talked about it, I
kind
didn't
of in the
remember
same
that.
neighborhood.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, for me, growing up in such a small town and then getting to come to Memphis, every day is like an adventure for me because I'm seeing so many things that I didn't get to see when I was growing up. You know what I mean? Because like we would head to the next town over if we wanted to go get some groceries, if we
That's
wanted to go to
true.
McDonald's,
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Memphis is so diverse. I mean, you've got the all the traditional musical part of it. You have the whole Old South mentality that still exists to some degree in that area. And then you have like the sports part, Grizzlies coming out. I remember when the Grizzlies first came to Memphis, and there's a big article in the Commercial Appeal, and it's amazing here we are years later and the impact they've had on the city, because I think people were still skeptical about having a major sports team in Memphis, and they were also at that time had just gotten bored. They were still not over the fact that the Titans relocated from Houston to Nashville, but they played. There was not a facility for them. I don't know if you remember this or not. They played their first season of NFL games at the Liberty Bowl in Memphis, and Memphis was still mad that they weren't chosen as a city, so they didn't really support the Titans. So they left after a year, and then played at the next 2 years until the stadium was built at Tennessee State and Vanderbilt. They alternated between
Oh
the
my
two college
gosh.
campuses. So Memphis was getting over the Titans not coming there, and then landed the Grizzlies. But I don't think they really had that much of a foresight of what that franchise was going to mean. And then, of course, in the last 2 or 3 years, it's just changed the whole dynamics completely.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, there's so much interest in the Grizzlies right now. Ja Morant, obviously, he's kind of had
Little
his legal
issues, yeah.
troubles over the last couple of months. So, but I mean, the rest of the team is amazing, and the way that the city rallies around the team. When we had the playoff rivalry with the Golden State Warriors, not this past year, but the year before that. The entire city was turning up. It was the craziest thing. We had a big watch party out on the riverfront, and there was, I mean, it looked like something you'd see at Beale Street Music Festival. There was a lot of people out there. So yeah, the Grizzlies are a big hit right now, and they're young and they're good.
Oh, they
So
are.
they're gonna be around for a little bit.
Well, we live in Murray, Kentucky now, and that's where Ja played his 2 years of college ball. So we got to know Ja. We really his family more than Ja himself, because I'm his dad's a larger than life character. His mother's extremely nice, and then his sister and my daughter text quite a bit. So we've kept up with them, and then it's fun to see the, you know, it's fun to watch him in college, but I don't think we ever fathom how he would do that well adjusting to the, you know, the NBA level. And he's done it well, of course, being young with all that exposure and everything that comes with it. He's had a couple of hiccups, but he'll get through it. But then you've got like Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson, I mean, gosh, Tillman, and I'm Luke, and I mean, just the whole crew. It's just amazing to see what is there. So,
yeah, and they just traded for Marcus Smart and bringing him from the Celtics. And so that's going to be a really big pickup. And then, you know, going and getting Derrick Rose and bringing him back home.
Yeah.
That's going to generate so much fan interest.
All right. I brought
just that alone.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and I brought that up. Are you going to be able to use any of your like reporting or coverage to be able to be a part of that?
So I'm fingers crossed. You guys say a little prayer for me. That would be awesome. They have a couple of openings on the broadcast team. Unfortunately, it's nothing on air, but it's within the control room. They've got a couple of positions that I could fill in because it's stuff that I've done before. It's basically just kind of like operating a graphics machine. And so like, I know how to do that. So I'm just kind of, I put my application in and fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you never know where that leads to, but also just being part of the organization itself would be huge. That's a good inroad that a lot of people never, you know, have that opportunity. So,
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely opens a lot of doors down the line. So,
how long have you been doing this career?
So I graduated from Arkansas State in 2010. I worked at a restaurant for about a year and a half after that. So I want to say I got my first actual media gig in I think it was 2012.
Okay.
I got a job at a radio station. I had a 3-hour sports talk radio show from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. On 103.9 The Game. It was called Sports Therapy with Andy and Kara. My co-host is still on the radio, and she is a phenomenal radio host. And obviously, I'm kind of with the route of television. So I got my foot in the door at KAIT in Jonesboro in 2014. And like I said, I was a commercial producer. I had done video editing in college. I had shot video in college, but I didn't really have a whole lot of experience doing that. And thankfully I got an opportunity to kind of show what I could do. And I learned from a lot of really great leaders on how to, you know, video edit and how to shoot and how to light things and basically just the ins and outs of the industry. And I feel like I'm a pretty good learner. So if you have a good teacher, it certainly makes things easier. But so I guess the short answer to that is I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. Next year, we'll consider it to be my 10th year. So.
Wow.
So during the morning show, have you had one of your most favorite moments? And do you have any blooper reels?
I definitely have some bloopers. I'll have to dig to find them. I can remember one time we were still during the COVID phase, and we were just doing all of our interviews over Zoom and stuff like that, kind of like we are now. And at one point, most of the time when you're on air, you wear the little earpiece so the control room can talk to you. Well, the battery pack that my earpiece was connected to, it fell off and just fell onto the ground. Batteries came out of it. I can't hear anything. And I still had like another 4.5 minutes to fill.
Oh, no. That happened. Remember when you pulled my thing out?
Yeah. So I just kind of had to like, and I can't just stop the interview and, you know, start over. So I just had to keep going and just kind of had to guess when we were going to break. It all ended up working out. But I've had some really cool moments too. Again, I get to do a lot of cool stuff with the show. I think probably the most memorable thing, I've got to interview some celebrities before, like Ice Cube. I've interviewed the comedian Gabriel Iglesias. Olympian Gabby Douglas.
That's
Trying to think,
cool.
a
Yeah.
couple, yeah, a couple of other comedian. Oh gosh, he had a hit movie back. Bill Bellamy. I got to interview him. But yeah, I think the one of the coolest things that I've gotten to do has been with the Memphis Zoo. The Memphis Zoo has let me do some things that they don't really let the public do because I'm there to kind of show off things with my camera. So one day I show up to the Memphis Zoo and I can't remember even what I showed up to shoot, but after we get through with the segment, the lady goes, "Hey, do you want to pet a rhino?" And I was like, why would you even ask me that? Like, yes, I had a rhino. Like, so I got to actually like run my hand on a rhino's head. It was like petting a dinosaur. It was a
Oh
crazy
my gosh, that would be awesome.
super cool experience. Of course, I've gotten to feed the giraffes. They let me like hold on to the giant snake that they have. So
Oh,
I've got to,
I can
like,
pass on
I'll pass on that.
yeah, a lot of people are scared of snakes, you know, but I think I look at a lot of stuff like that and I'm like, I want to try it. Like,
Well,
because
that's
again,
good. Yeah. As long as
I
you
want
hold
people
the
to
head,
experience.
yeah, you hold the head, I'll put him on my shoulder, but you just hold
But
that.
see, his job is fun and
Yeah.
just he gets to experience
Well,
new
he's
things.
young.
So, but if he was afraid, his job would be
Well, it's
boring.
true. And he's young too, so
Yeah, true.
yeah.
True.
Yeah, well, not quite as young as I used to be, but yeah, I think I'm to the point now where if they ask me to do something and it seems somewhat dangerous, I'm like, is the insurance going to cover this? Or
Yeah, you do see it a little differently as you get older. Yeah.
So since you do this show all morning, what do you do for fun outside of work?
Okay, so again, I love to learn. So I am one of those people who will find, like, when I see something cool and I want to know if I can do it, I'll go learn how to do that until I can do it pretty well. And then I'll go find something else to do because I've got ADHD. I'm like a squirrel, man. Like, I'm just all over the place. So I love to do, I have a lot of different hobbies. I'm a little bit of a nerd. I like to play like video games and, you know, watch sci-fi movies and stuff like that. But outside of the house, I try to stay as active as I can. As you can tell, I love sports, big sports trivia guy. But I also love to play sports. I like to stay active any way I can. Like, even if it's something I don't know how to play, like I'm down again, I'll learn it and figure it out, you know?
Something
So,
to
yeah, it's something to do. I love to work out at the gym. I don't mind running. I would rather there be like a ball involved if I'm going to be running around, like it's like some kind of game. But sometimes I like to go on jogs and stuff like that. But music is probably the other big thing. I kind of fell back in love with music during COVID. We were working from home for like a year and a half, and I just got sick of playing my Xbox, and that's something I never really ever thought would happen. And I've owned a guitar since I was like 16, and I've just said, you know what, I'm gonna pick it up and I'm gonna find a song that I know and I'm gonna learn how to play it. And that's what I did. It took me about a month and a half. I learned like a Foo Fighters song. I can't even remember what it
I was going
was
to say
now.
smoke on the water. Doesn't everybody have to learn that when they get a guitar?
That was a little easy, yeah. So but yeah, now I pick it up and I play my guitar at least 10 to 30 minutes a day, sometimes an hour.
Oh, how nice.
I love playing guitar. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to go start a band or anything, but you know, I like to. That's
I bet that's a great mental release.
it really
Just
is.
to.
It really helps my creativity, and
Yeah.
it is very relaxing. It just takes my mind off of things. And because of that, I am also a Christian, and so I like to use it to. I've learned to use it to like worship and stuff. So that's been really good for me as well. But yeah, it's been awesome. I love playing guitar. And I love just learning new songs and seeing if I can play them. I've tried my hand at playing and singing. I'm not a singer by any means, so
So you don't want to like get the guitar right now and sing us a song.
nah, I don't think I would. I mean, if y'all have any like paint that needs to be peeled behind.
I think that would do
Yeah.
it.
So, but yeah, I think through kind of rediscovering my love for music, I was never in band or choir or anything like that. Never had any kind of formal training. But I discovered a love for electronic music, electronic dance music. And I've got some friends here in the city who are DJs. And one of my friends came up to me at a party one time and he said, man, I had this vision of you being a really great DJ. And I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, I had been kind of thinking about it. So that's kind of weird that you came up to me and said that to me. But, well, the guy that said that is a DJ. He's been DJing for like 20 years, like back all the way back in the vinyl days. And
Our
he,
days.
I bought the equipment and sorry, I didn't mean any offense there. I bought the equipment and he showed me how to DJ. And so that's something that I do now also. I kind of do that like I do, like I play guitar. It's kind of a release for me. It definitely, I can get sucked into it because I love creating things, and that's just another avenue for me to create. So
You
that's
stay, he stays so
right. He
busy.
does. And I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you about your DJ experience and all that. So that tied in really well because I love seeing his posts on Instagram because I forgot what the one of the gigs you did recently, but you could just tell you had so much fun with it, and it was just exciting to see your excitement. So.
That's, you know, I like to say I have a little bit of like golden retriever energy. Like I'm a very excitable person. So I get excited about the little things in life. And
That's awesome. Don't lose
that
that.
I hope I don't. Yeah, it's, you know, the world will jade you pretty quickly. But yeah, I love DJing. To me, that is, I think I told someone not too long ago, that is like better than any drug I could ever imagine. Like, it is like when I'm up there in front of a big group of people and I've got a song playing, and maybe I start playing one that they know, and then they kind of start to recognize that they're like, is he playing that? Oh, he is. And then they start like singing along. It's like I almost have chills just thinking about it.
Aww.
It's one of the greatest feelings in the world. Like, I love it. So, that's if I could do that for a living, like I would totally do that every day, all day, because it's so much fun. I would love to eventually get to the point where I can play at like a music festival, like a major music festival. They had a festival in Arkansas earlier this spring called Backwoods Festival at Mulberry Mountain, and they did sort of a competition like in a bunch of different cities, where they would pick a couple of DJs from each city to go and play at this festival. And I entered into that competition, and thankfully I had enough of my friends show up and vote for me, so I got selected to go to that festival and play. And that was such a really
Oh,
it was an
that's
amazing
so fun.
experience. It was a silent disco, which those are kind of like a thing that have been popping up here now lately. I don't know if you guys have seen. It's they
Yeah.
have
Have you seen
three
it? Yeah.
yeah so if you haven't seen it,
I haven't seen it.
they have three DJs all playing at the same time, and they give everybody headphones, and the DJs are on three different channels, so you can just switch between the three DJs just on a little switch on your headphones. And so you can't, it's the weirdest thing if you're just in there and you don't have headphones on, because the only thing you hear is like the light shuffling of feet and
That's what they
occasionally
do.
someone singing very poorly off key.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Well, I did an anniversary party, and this couple on a cruise, they had a silent disco or silent DJ type thing, and they passed out the headphones, and everybody had a channel to put it on. So, they can hear the music, you can't.
What's the
Well,
purpose
you
of
just watch
that?
them sing and dance, and they're all doing different things. It's just
I
kind
want
of,
to party with my friends.
yeah, but
You won't be
it
on the
was
same
fun.
channel.
Well, you just have to switch channels. There's always one that's like, no, yeah.
That's kind of the thing, is you're dancing to whatever, you know, there's three different options for you to dance to, and then you kind of look over and your friends are dancing to something different, and you're like, oh, what's over here? So you switch it over.
Oh, okay.
It did get
It
a
is a
little
okay.
gimmicky, I won't lie.
Okay. I'll try it once.
If I had my choice as a DJ, what I was going to be playing, I would rather just play just me in front of people as opposed to a silent disco. So, but they are fun for, I mean, people enjoy them. So,
What's your favorite kind of music? Being in Memphis, what Because that's
Are you skewing the question?
no, because Memphis has such, it's really like Nashville, it has a diverse genre. It's not just the soul, the Beale Street
Yeah.
vibe. It's a
It is definitely very diverse. I would say that soul is kind of interwoven into everything,
Yeah.
but there's definitely a lot going on here as far as music goes. I would say my favorite, so I grew up listening to a little bit of everything. I mean, and I enjoy listening to a little bit of everything. I like country, I like a little hip hop. I will say those are probably my least favorite two. But I do like some out of those genres. I'm definitely a rock and roll guy. Like, I really like modern rock, classic rock. I was an emo punk rock kid in my teenage days, so I still like that kind of music. But I would say now, definitely electronic music is kind of taking over everything. Everything from house and techno music to dubstep, which is got some like crazy, really, really crazy sounds in it. It kind of sounds a little bit like noise to most people, but we know how to dance to
It
it, I
takes a
guess.
fine ear to notice that difference. Yeah.
Just a fine one.
Right.
Yeah,
So
you could
what's
say that.
next for you?
Oh, that is a great question. I ask myself that question every morning when I wake up. I don't really know what's next for me.
Just going to be there one day and you're going to be like, that's it.
Yeah, I think so. I think right now I'm still on whatever learning path God has me on. I don't think I've hit my final destination yet. I really don't think anybody should ever be finished growing.
No.
So I try to always keep that mindset. And like I said, I'm always trying to learn something new. So if I get sick of doing what I'm doing, then I'll go learn how to do something else and
That's
figure out how to
fantastic.
That's always keep that attitude
That's
because
right.
regardless of age, because that's way you enjoy life and you pursue your passion. Yeah, and learn
Yeah.
new passions. So,
Yep.
well, I see, Andy, it's hard to believe that we have 30 minutes or have already passed. I mean, that's just crazy.
Wow.
I
Yeah.
know.
So, we're going to have to pick up with this another time and visit with you more
And see what
because
he's doing next. I'm sure
yeah.
you'll learn some other things by then.
True. We'll have
And
you.
maybe you'll have your own shirt line called named after you.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be awesome. I hope hopefully by the next time we talk, I will have produced some original music. That I
Oh.
can share with everyone because that would be great. So, until then, if you would like to hear any of my mixes that I've done, just to kind of see what kind of music that I play, you guys can check me out on SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/AndyChance.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good deal.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. It's an honor. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Well, this is Rick Steiner, and that concludes our episode of Lux Life Discovered. Thanks for joining us. Find full podcast listing at luxlifediscovered.com. Be sure to click on subscribe. We'll see you next time on Lux Life Discovered.
Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.